Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Coming to Irvine Improv tonight and Saturday and Sunday is the most unlikely act, really, I can think of. It's a man dressed as a dragon. His name is Piff the Magic Dragon. He makes fun of the crowd, and he does magic. His real name is John Van Der Put. He's an English bloke. John's on the phone with me right now. It sounds like a terrible idea, John.
It does sound like a genuinely terrible idea. Yeah, but it turns out it works pretty well.
It's a work of genius, really. It's quite a British thing, really, too. It's quite sort of self-effacing. Man stands on stage in sort of dodgy-looking dragon outfit and does incredible magic.
Yeah, I think it is very British. And when I did America's Got Talent, I always thought it would be funny to be the loser of America's Got Talent. I thought, you know, I live in Vegas. I've been in Vegas for 2.5 years, and we have a show there now. And, you know, you have, like, Terry Fader, who's the winner of America's Got Talent. You got Matt Franco, who won. And I thought it'd be funny to have a poster, Piff the Magic Dragon, the loser of America's Got Talent. But that's like a super British thing.
It is. It's because, that underdog thing, right?
Yeah, like Americans, rightly, they want to win things. The British, we just don't believe we can. Whereas America is like full of actual self-belief and esteem. And, you know, America's very upset that Mr. Pills and I lost.
Now, of course, America's doing very well in the Olympics. Britain coming second, we love that. We don't want to come first, but we're really delighted to be second, yeah.
Yeah, very proud of running up. That's what we are.
That's right, because it means we're not all full of ourselves and arrogant, but we did well enough.
Yeah, we gave it a good go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was happy to be quite good on America's Got Talent.
Oh, mate, you were wonderful. It was brilliant. And because we should say that you are a member of the Magic Circle, a very high-ranking member, and so you know what you're doing, but you've got that whole British... There's kind of a history of doing comedian magicians in Britain that you don't find here. Magicians here are mostly sort of your David Copperfield dudes, you know, who kind of beef themselves up to look like superheroes, whereas in Britain you've got Tommy Cooper, who famously would, like, drop cards and...
Yeah, an apparently terrible magician. Who was a genuinely terrible magician as well, but also a comedy genius. Yeah. Everyone always says, oh, he was an incredible magician pretending to be terrible. He was just a bad magician, but he was a comedy genius as well.
Now, you're not just a magician, are you? I've been reading up about you, and you're a theatrical guy who's worked on some pretty heavy-duty stuff. I see that you've been working on a production of Faust. That's pretty serious.
Yeah, before Piff took off, I left the UK. I did some consultancy work for people in theatre, but it was boring, so I decided to dress up as a dragon.
Well, I was...
I just want to dress up as a dragon and make people laugh.
Well, you definitely do that. I was going to ask you how that came about. Yeah.
I was a magician for 20 years or something, and it got to the point where I was being sacked, that people were firing me because I was too grumpy. And I wasn't like grumpy, this was my face. I just had a very grumpy face. So I went to this party, it was a costume party, and I went as a dragon. And no one else turned up in costume, it was just me.
No, that's the worst.
And I was like, oh dear, this is not good.
God.
And then somebody said, hey, you should do this in your act, you could be Puff the Magic Dragon. I said, wait, it could be Piff the Magic Dragon. And I did it, and I never looked back. Turns out, when I dressed up as a dragon, everyone thought it was really funny. And they were like, oh, before you were just an idiot. You know, you were just rude. But now this is hilarious. You should do this forever. So I did.
The juxtaposition of that, of the silly dragon outfit and a grumpy face, very funny. It's just immediately funny.
It definitely allowed me to be a lot more myself than before.
It's brilliant, John, but I'm worried about the future. Like 30 years from now, when... You know, you've been doing this thing and you're massively famous and you've had a 20-year run in Vegas and you've made millions and you're sitting in your dressing room backstage and you hate that dragon outfit and you're just staring at it.
Yeah, well, the dog would be dead too as well.
Oh, you've got... Now, let's talk about the dog. You've got a dog in the act.
Yeah, I do. Mr. Piffles. He's a magic performing chihuahua.
Mr. Piffles. We have a dog called Mrs. Pickles who's always on this show. We should introduce them. Yeah.
You should, yeah. They could start a whole new life where they wouldn't have to change many details of their identification.
That's true. They could do... Actually, we could send them out and do an act and you and me could just stay at home.
Perfect. That's the dream. Yeah.
Franchise. You know, if you're looking at just cute stuff, because you put on a dragon suit and that's cute, and dogs is the way to go, I think. It's the future.
Yeah. I thought... you know what this set needs? A gimmick. So I've got Mr. Piffles.
Is he dressed as a dragon too, or does he have a...
No, it's a dog in a dragon outfit.
He is a dog in a dragon outfit, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Obviously, I'm a genuine man who's a dragon, and he's a dog in a dragon outfit.
Right. Got it. And does Mr. Piffles, do you use him in the act? Do you put him in a box and...
Yeah, card tricks, he gets shot out of a cannon, the usual stuff.
Yeah. People can get exactly what they expect from the show. People expect to see a dog fired out of a cannon, and that's exactly what they get.
If people do expect to see a dog fired out of a cannon, they can come to see the show, and everything they want in life will be rewarded.
Be rewarded for them, yeah. I'm excited to see this show. I'm coming on Sunday. It's it's Irvine Improv, and the shows are all over the weekend. It's Friday, there's two shows.
Two Friday, yeah. Saturday, and then the Sunday show is actually an all-ages show as well, because people are always like, oh, you know, like, all these kids want to come all the time, so we tend to do one show where I bite my natural magic dragon tongue, and I'm very polite and friendly.
I'm not coming to that one.
Yeah, right, if you want to see me be, because the thing is, have you ever seen drunk people try and take part in magic?
Yes, of course.
It's a disaster. So I always think the Friday late show and the Saturday late show are always the funniest shows, because people, they sort of try and join in, and it's just like, oh, you just said it's two drunk people. So they're the one, if you like seeing drunk people failing miserably on stage while being berated by a grumpy magic dragon, the Friday late show, Saturday late show, if you have kids, you know, and you want to bring them to the show, Sunday show, and if you just want to see what the show is normally like, Friday early, Saturday early show.
I'm dead excited for this.
Categories for the shows.
You know, well done America for embracing Piff the Magic Dragon.
Right. Because it's much bigger out here than it is in the UK.
Wow.
You know. Wow. Yeah. God bless America.
Yeah, I think they're beginning to get a sense of irony, and I think this is a very positive direction for America to go. Very good.
Very good.
Yes. All right, mate. Well, thanks for talking to me. These shows are just going to be the weirdest, brilliantest, most British thing people have seen in forever over here, and we're excited to have you in Orange County. Thanks for talking to me on the phone today, and have fun.
Cool. All right. Thank you. See you soon.